other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Situation on a commuter train, and no one noticed it because they were all busy on their smartphones. We got a special report on this coming up after the break, but police, rail commuters on phones didn't notice gun. The man drew the gun several times on the crowded San Francisco commuter train with surveillance video showing him pointing it across the aisles without anyone noticing and then putting it back against his side. Yeah, it looks like nobody got scared, so the psycho didn't kill him. Because they're just such zombies. I mean, he could say, the gun is Obama, he loves you. And they go, blow my head off, I love it. I mean, I'm serious. If you say for Obama, like, kill your baby for Obama, they'll do it. The other passengers were so absorbed in their phones and tablets, they didn't notice the gunman until he randomly shot and killed a university student, authorities said. Before that moment, footage showed the man pull out the .45 caliber pistol and once swipe his nose with the hand holding the weapon, authorities told the San Francisco Chronicle. These weren't concealed movements. The gun was very clear, District Attorney George Gaskin said. These people are in very close proximity with him, and nobody sees this. They're just so engrossed texting and reading and whatnot, they're completely oblivious to their surroundings. That's right. San Francisco police say people that pay too much attention to digital technology are also vulnerable to theft. You mean being zombies? And they go on to say they interview a lot of crime victims that don't even know when their purse is taken off their arm. And again, folks, it's medical. The public is in a trance state from television and the flickering screens. I mean, this is like BBC News reporting on the studies. And their IQs have lowered. Their brainwaves have lowered. And it's genius level now with a TV head if they know how to count to five, basically. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's why they teach 2 + 2 = 5 in the public schools. I'm not joking. Because this is the scientific wrecking of everyone ahead of the eugenics controlled kill bioweapon release. The 12 monkey type scenario. And the globalists all say it. They say, look at the public. We've successfully dumbed them down. They're animals. They deserve to die. We're moving forward with life extension technological program. And it is just like lemmings running and jumping off a cliff. We should create this is famous footage of lemmings jumping off the cliff. We should have like the Obama symbol in the water below. Because when they see one lemming jump, they all start jumping. And they don't even swim once they jump in. They just, I'm telling you, if there was a big Obama symbol like floating on top of that, that people, if there could be razor blades spinning under them. And then they all are dead. And then they see the others drown themselves, so that one runs in to kill itself. I mean, this is it. This is Obama supporters. They're not sheeple. They're lemmingles or lemming peoples. I don't know how you say that. And I'm not just making fun of them. That's why MSNBC talks about how smart liberals are all day and how they're the cult of how smart they are, because they know they're just psychopathic predators, hardcore fascists, to use their paradigm, ultra right wing. And they literally know they're preying on jellyfish. They like to sit there at home feeling like they're upper-level crust, brain bug caste, thinking about how smart they are all day. Because even the smartest ones are just control freak psychopaths. I just can't believe how disgusting these people are. When we come back, right out of the break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the big surprise. And then right after we air it on the radio, it's going to be posted via YouTube up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson is in the process right now of writing a story. I know it's a conspiracy theory. Once people read and people wrote, but I promise there's a country called the UK. There's a country called England in the UK. And there's a person named Paul Watson who writes things. I'm not talking to our regular listeners, only the advanced intelligence liberals who are actually ultra-fascist, scumbag, control-freak trash, who will do absolutely anything they're told. And we're going to premiere this straight ahead, inside the mind of absolute slaves, begging for... My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
In the last decade, we have seen actions by the nanny state in North America, but also in Europe, that are beyond the absurdity that the great mind of Kurt Vonnegut could even come up with. We have seen dodgeball and then tag banned all across the country in thousands of school districts. Now they've announced in multiple states no more footballs or other balls will be allowed or other recreational materials on the playground during recess because someone might get hurt. And it's because of this tyranny, that's what it is, meant to make us totally domesticated slaves, that is being pushed by the federal government through the states, that I thought of the idea of sending our reporters out in Austin, Texas, to talk to the public and see if they would accept wearing helmets by law to be able to walk down the street for their safety and for Obamacare to lower the price of premiums. We talked to 20 people, and 14 of them signed the petition to pass a law to make the general population wear helmets when you walk down the street. Think of the absurdity of this. And to try to wake them up, the petition was even titled Chumps. Of course, the universal term for meaning you're an idiot, a mark, a fool, a schmuck, a sucker. This is not satire. This is not a joke. This is really happening. This is the amazing level of conditioning and brainwashing that the general public, especially trendies, are under. Here is Leanne McAdoo and Josh Owens' report.
Can I get you to sign my petition to compel people to wear helmets while they're walking? Can I get you to sign up to make everyone wear one?
No, it's like...
To just go
would that
ahead.
Be a mandatory law or something you're saying?
That? I mean, I hope so. We can get it passed. Oh, my gosh. Texting while walking. Texting while walking. Do you know in New
Jersey? Actually about to place a call.
Still, you know, in New Jersey, they're giving out $85 tickets for people that are caught texting while walking. And they're going to start doing that here. That's why I am trying to get a petition to get people to wear helmets while they're walking.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. That's great.
Everyone who just doesn't want to pay attention, who just wants to, like, zombie out, can just walk in a special lane that's made just for them. But until then, everyone just needs to have, like, protective gear on so that I'm not going to hurt you, you won't hurt me.
Yeah, sure, I'll say.
I think it's a good idea.
I will.
Yeah. You want to make everybody wear helmets?
These dummies need to wear helmets.
That's great.
Just make everything safe.
For me, I'm a libertarian, you know. For me, I feel like as long as you don't cause any harm.
Ooh, libertarianist. To just get people to start wearing helmets to keep people safe on the street.
Hold on.
That way everyone can just talk on their phones and text freely and they don't have to worry and it'll help keep, like, insurance costs down.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. While walking?
Yes.
Why while walking?
So they don't endanger themselves.
Oh. Say that again.
I was texting and I slipped right on a thing just like this and it was wet and I was like, whoo! And it was so embarrassing and everyone saw and they were all laughing at me and I couldn't sue anyone for my butt. I hit my tailbone and I was like limping for a week. Like, we're all in this together. Like, we have socialized healthcare now, so it's like everyone's responsible for everyone. So, if I fall, you fall. Well, you can get them, like, form-fitted to your head. They have, like, special gear. You can make them, like, tactical. You could get, like, with the... Put the water bottles. They have those that you wear at the baseball park.
Yeah, I mean, I like helmets.
They're already kind of starting this whole thing, like, in New York. They're banning dodgeball, banning other sports that are going to hurt people and get people injured. And, like, one of the most dangerous things is walking.
Yeah.
People just walk out in front of a bus.
I'll
so.
I mean, it makes sense technically, so.
Guys, would you like to sign this petition to get people to wear helmets while walking? Super trendy. Well, I think UT were super trendy, so we can get it. What starts here changes the world.
I'm down for it.
We can't be trusted, and that's why if we can just make this a law, a rule that we can enforce.
Yeah, no, of course, tickets for anyone without helmets. Godspeed. You can do it. I believe.
And as long as you say, Sibichunde, or say it's for Obama, they will sign it. We went and talked to 20 people, 14 signed it. Maybe tonight on the Nightly News we can show a few clips because you're hosting it, Leanne. Of the people that actually were against it, because there's only a few clips of them in there. I like to show people that actually have a brain. And most of these people are not inherently evil. They're just incredibly pathetic, incredibly gullible. And as long as you say it's progressive, it's trendy, let's do it. And remember, they've banned first dodgeball, then running, some recess areas. You have to sit down now. This is total prisoner training, and it's being done by design. And so Josh Owens went out there and ran camera. Josh, let's get your take on this first and then Leanne's. You've only been working here a few months, doing a great job up at the NSA as well. For folks that don't know who you are, you shot camera on that. What is it like to actually go out and now not just be watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv or on YouTube or listening to radio, but to actually be behind the scenes here and then to go out and see the victims of the brainwashing?
Well, what's so crazy about it is you would think that we would have went out there and talked to 100 people and 14 would have signed. And literally, we talked to 20 people and 14 of them signed. And they were so oblivious. I wasn't even that far away from the people with the camera. And they didn't even notice me. They're so oblivious of their surroundings. They didn't even look to their right to see that I was standing there filming them.
And Leanne, you came in this morning and pointed out the point that police say rail commuters on phones didn't notice gun. The guy pulled his gun out, put it to people's heads, deciding who he wanted to kill, literally just dripping with psychopathic enjoyment, and then finally chose some young woman, and no one even noticed he was going around with a gun pointing it at people. That's how self-centered they are. They're worse than like dodo birds that have never been around humans, and the sailors show up to eat them, and they don't even run. It's just they have no common sense. They just go, oh, Obama, oh, I love you. One of those ladies you talked to, the big, tall blonde, she actually went, okay. She actually made a sheep noise. Did you notice that?
I did. I laughed.
What's happening? I mean, what is this like? Because when I sent you out, you said they're not going to be this dumb.
No, I was actually psyching myself up to be laughed off the street. Like, I just was expecting people were going to be like, what a moron. You want us to wear helmets? But they were like, yeah, I like helmets. Oh, it'll bring my insurance premium down. That makes sense. So, yeah, it was very surprising. I was getting into it.
I mean, I think if you went out and said, for Obama, stab your children in the head with ice picks, they would actually, I'm serious, I think half would do it. Because if it's for Obama, there's no way he can be wrong. So, like, of course, if they actually have kids, that would be stronger than their Obama worship. But if you told people that didn't have kids and said, we want to slit children's throats for Obama, they'd probably do it. I'm not kidding. In fact, I want to do that next.
Gosh, don't send me out.
Well, people were so
sad. No, we went out and said kill babies up to age 3, and they signed it.
Yes, they
for Obama.
They sure did.
Everybody else then copied our piece, which is great.
Yeah, they sure did, and we were very...
It's okay scared. To kill babies up to age 3 if it's for Obama. Yeah. You're not racist, are you?
Yeah. Well, because it's a burden on the family. Children.
People were so, I mean, people were just out there in just a submissive state. All it took was, some people initially they were just like, oh, I don't know. And then all it took was Leanne to just be like, oh, are you walking while texting? And they were just like, okay, I'll sign it. To Leanne, they're submissive. So right. To the government, of course, they're submissive. To anyone who has power, of course, they're submissive.
And that's why you now have a busload of Japanese and German tourists and Canadians pulling up at Yellowstone. And it's like, we're shut down pulling guns on them like it's an FBI crime bust because literally everyone grovels all day to them. Oh, my gosh, here it is. Do you really need a helmet to play soccer? School district says all students must wear headgear to prevent concussions while playing non-contact sports in England. So here it is. Well, they're already saying just no playing ball, period. The AP headline was don't bring your balls to school.
Right, exactly. Don't play with your balls.
There's no more recreational activities. Because they go and they just spend all day in school, just, you know, from 9 in the morning to 9.
Well, they want to get us ready for the total takeover. I mean, this is a military takeover.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're not allowed. Look, 2 plus 2 equals 5. If you want to screw kids up, you teach them that.
Yeah.
Right.
Kids, 2 plus 2 equals 5. Teach the 5-year-olds how to have anal sex. That's freedom.
That sounds like freedom to me.
USA!
USA! USA! What about the one... Libertarians. I don't want to give the Southern Poverty Law Center ideas. You punned that, didn't you?
I did. I don't know. It just came to me. And I felt kind of bad because he was actually the only person. He was so calm and just really trying to rationalize with me, like, really, you want people to wear helmets? And he was so polite. And I was just being really outrageous. And he's like, look, I'm a libertarian. And I was like, libertarianist.
Can we show tonight on the Nightly News the outtakes of the 3 or 4 people that actually could talk? Because notice the people that sign it are like, and then they sign it and go, more power to you.
Yeah.
They know it's outrageous, but they go, I submit to it. That makes it okay.
Exactly. If it's gonna help Obama, I'm all for it. It's going to help socialize my health care.
It'll help you keep, like, insurance costs down.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. That is literally a sheeple.
Yeah.
I think their new mascot should be lemmings running off a cliff. We need to make a T-shirt about, like, trendy. It's cool. And have, like, a cliff with lemmings running off. Of course, the lemmings won't get it.
Yeah.
But is that a Facebook thing?
They're adorable.
Hashtag lemming. Hashtag annoying. Darren McBreen was out at some outdoor concert, he was telling me, and they're all sitting there, and somebody got up to walk in front of him, and the woman beside him does, hashtag annoying.
No.
And then some woman goes, hashtag angry. Well, that's actually how they communicate now.
That's our vernacular now. Is
wow.
Twitter.
Idiocracy.
Twitter speak.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and if they intellectually can't debate you on something, you're like, I think the quantum mechanics theory is actually being unified with the unified field theory of the cyclotronic proving of the Hadron test of last March. And they go, sounds pretty racist.
Racist.
I actually think the Keynesian system itself is a fraud, but they're even diverging from that. We're going to have hyperstagflation. Sounds racist. He's reading a book. Racist. Let's do one more segment on racism. Helmets for walking. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
A guilty pleasure laughing at brainwashed, brain-damaged trendies that have grown up on growth hormone and the milk, so they're 8 feet tall. The girls, the men, by the genetic engineering and the chemicals put in the food, are stunted and have low IQs. This is all Brave New World. Aldous Huxley, whose brother ran the UN program, said, no, this book I wrote in 32 is the real plan. We're putting additives in. Nothing can save you. He gave a speech at Berkeley in 62, right before he died, basically laughing at everyone. And so we're now in this paradigm, and these people have very low IQs on average. The numbers show the U.S. is now dumbest country in the world. England trails behind us. And it's been done chemically and biologically. The White House science czar wrote a book about it in the 70s bragging. And so we laugh at these people. It's a mix of chemical, biological, but more than nurture. It is an artificial system of nature being manipulated, and then the brainwashing is the nurture, using the scientific terms for development of these people, to totally dumb them down. And it's gotten to the point where people are in such trances being interfaced with the computers and television that is not interactive and is not challenging, that they're losing their humanity. Early onset of neurological disorders are happening. Early onset of Alzheimer's in 35-year-olds is now happening. And it's directly attributable to the television and screen time. It's brain damaging children. And you add the chemicals, the biologicals, the radiologicals to it, it is a cocktail for disaster. Closing comments on this, Leanne, you were pointing out the whole Google Glasses thing is the next level of this, but not only are they some idiots stumbling around, now they're surveilling you for Google. And tell us what you're going to cover on the nightly news tonight, what Eric Schmidt had to say.
Well, Eric Schmidt said that he didn't want to cross the creepy line of implanting chips in people's heads. And then he chuckled and he said, until the technology gets better. So they're definitely going to cross the creepy line here.
That's a quote. No, I mean, they're going in the brain. It's already way past creepy.
Yeah. Oh, that's their whole plan. But they're
that should be a new character. Creepy, the Google clown. To join Prozac, the killer clown.
Well, he has to be a creepy robot, a transhumanist. Creepy.
A transhumanist robot.
Right.
Yeah. But continuing, I mean, what was it like to actually see them agreeing with you that we should all wear helmets?
Well, I don't like making fun of people or making people look like fools. So for me, it was...
Well, they are fools, though.
Yes. Well, actually, Mark Dice was the one who told me, because I asked, how do you just talk to these people and not bust out laughing or make fun of them? And he said that, he told me this on Twitter, he said that he just sees with anger about how the downfall of America is the fault of these people who just won't pay attention. They don't pay attention. They don't care. All they care about is, you know, what's on their iPad. And
they think it's cool to not care. Because television and the culture teaches that you're in power if you don't care. No, you're a loser. You're an idiot. You don't count. You're a moron.
Right. They, like, there's, oh, I'm not into politics. I watch VH1.
I like Obama, but don't know what party he's in.
Yeah, exactly. It's sad.
It's like, yeah, we're going to arrest the gun owners and put them in camps, but you don't have to tell me. I'm ready to arrest them right now. I mean, some of them are actually smart. They're authoritarians.
Well, that's what we're working on. Our stories, this whole Obamacare, the website being down, we're frankly thinking it's not going to go up until the government... They, you know, reopens. They don't want anyone to know. That's
oh, no. Actually, programmers have looked at it. Natural News editor Mike Adams is a top programmer. He looked at it. It's fake on purpose.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. It's not meant to work. It's all a big giant joke on everybody. It's all it is a tax to insurance companies. Of course the exchange isn't going to work. They're going to make you buy it and fine you.
Right.
And law enforcement's in there. Of course they are. It's set up to mainline the NSA.
And I was shocked. I was reading something this morning about how the Federal Reserve bought AIG for $85 billion after the TARP bailout.
Yes.
So that's like the hugest insurance company. The Federal Reserve owns them. And
which is really a private bank itself.
Exactly. So how are the rates going to go down, and how is this helping the poor who are going to get...
Well, I mean, here's the deal. The eugenicists don't want to help the poor.
Oh.
And then you've got the trendies who are going to UT where you went, who are never going to get any job unless it's in the government, wandering around like idiots. But again, they want it. And they're going to vote to take our guns. They're going to vote to take our kids. They're coming for us. You understand? They're like a horde of piranhas. They're not like lemmings. They're coming, and they deserve our money and our energy, and they say our kids are theirs. And I got news for them. They're a bunch of chumps. Can you believe that the petition, you guys, who came up with the idea to call it chumps, and they still signed that? And they still signed it.
I was like, I need something. I just need it to be blatant. So because a lot of people do read, so they want to see, you know, get a little more.
So it says, you're a chump, sign this. Give me your phone number. Give me your name.
The chumps asked the city of Austin to force citizens to wear helmets to protect themselves, and then eventually set up a special sidewalk for people that they can just take that.
Who, quote, want to be zombies. And they're like, oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
We want a zombie lane.
They're like, that would be so much more convenient.
Well, incredible. You've topped anything we've ever done, even when they said in Austin, ban water for the earth. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Mr. Owens. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We got Stuart Rhodes coming up with key intel.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
By the way, when you see the film Demolition Man, one of the better Sylvester Stallone movies, it's a nanny state corporate global tyranny that shut down all its competition, that gives you tickets and fines if you're not trendy. If you try to run, you're given tickets. If you cuss, you're given tickets. And then it turns out the underground criminal network's actually run by the government that wants everybody domesticated so it can use the hardcore criminals on whoever they want who've been disarmed. And they're telling you through fiction what their real plan is. Cass Sunstein has written multiple papers at the White House on this ninification. They have thousands of armored vehicles, billions of rounds of ammo, checkpoints. They're training with no hesitation to shoot five-year-old children. Remember those paper targets Homeland Security bought? Demonizing the founding fathers, all of it, while telling you that fatherhood's bad and families are bad, and don't use the word mother or father, or husband or wife in government circles because it's hateful towards gays or lesbians, and your children belong to the state, MSNBC says in promos. This is the takeover. This is the program of total control, where they're all macho paramilitary, but only them. Then the number one enemy, once they've taken over, is the veterans who aren't of any use to them anymore. That's why they're going to autonomous drones, autonomous robots. That's the Pentagon plan from the 70s. Well, now, Defense One reports why America wants drones that can kill without humans. They've had autonomous drones for at least 5 years, making the decisions, making the kills. The Pentagon plan by 2025 is to have almost no humans on the battlefield. You're going to have humans back there lasing targets and as maintenance people working on all sorts of systems where a cruise missile flies over and releases 100 little bat-winged. In fact, we've shown that the Pentagon and Air Force promo video, they already have this developed, and it flaps down, and it's got either high explosive or it's either got a projectile system. It surveils you and then kills you. So this is also the ultimate coward system where no one is able to basically stand down an order that's unconstitutional. Now, I don't think it's all going to work perfectly. I don't think it's all going to get there. I don't think that, check it out, Stuart, see up there on the wall. I don't think that they're going to be successful with all of this, but this is their plan. This is their program. We're going to go to Stuart Rhodes in a moment, but the video that we just premiered here on the radio / TV will be going up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, and I will tweet it at Real Alex Jones when it goes up in the next 5-10 minutes. Paul Watson's writing the article about it right now, where 14 out of 20, that's what, 70-plus percent, in Austin, Texas, signed a petition that said, you are a chump. It actually said, you are a chump on the top, and Austin chumps wants to ban walking without a helmet. And by the way, they already got billboards up, the big flashing ones, saying, if you drink and walk, don't drink and walk. And I asked the cops, they said, no, if we see you drink and come out of a bar walking, not with a beer, but we're going to arrest you for drinking and walking. So, folks, this is the nanny state tyranny on PCP. And I got to say it, I believe we've topped it with the trendies here. I mean, we found the new level. And I'm telling you, it's scary. As long as you say it's trendy or it's for Obama, they will do anything. Next, I'm going to send the crew out to say that we need to euthanize all children under age 10 for the earth. Or maybe like euthanize all white children under the age of 10 to make up for slavery. And I predict 60% will sign for killing all white children. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Okay? I'm not kidding around here. You don't understand the magnitude of the mind control they're under. And I want to create maybe a video on YouTube, not the Nightly News because it's condensed, where we show unedited all 20 people yesterday signing the form to ban walking without a helmet on. Because, I mean, this is not staged, folks. I mean, 9 out of 10 Austinites said ban water for the earth. If it's for, we said, for Obama, we're going to ban the hydrogen monoxide. And the guy's like sitting there hitting on McAdoo going, yeah, you know, I've got a degree from Caltech or whatever. No, it was from Columbia in chemical engineering. And she's like, oh, really? You want to ban hydrogen monoxide? I was like, yeah, dude. It's for the earth. I'm really trendy right now. And these people are not real. They've grown up in front of television, and they think that's the real world. And I've learned they're not real people. They're like biological androids, but they're like a horde of dumbed-down piranhas coming for us. Now, we're going to go to Stuart Rhodes here in a minute with big breaking news and a battle plan to save the Republic. I absolutely concur with his analysis. It is spot on. He'll be with us for 30 minutes into the next hour, and we'll take your calls in the next hour with Stuart Rhodes. He's down here to be interviewed for Obama Deception 2 that has an early release date next year now, just because I will sell no information warfare truth before it's time. I will sell no wine before it's time. So that is coming up. Briefly, remember, we are funded by listeners and viewers like you, not by like NPR that just got $400 million plus during the government shutdown of your money to preach anti-family, anti-gun, anti-American propaganda for the foreign banks that run it. We're funded by you supporting our local sponsors and AMNF affiliates. We're funded by you supporting our national sponsors and the sponsors on Infowars.com. And we're funded by you buying the highest quality dash cams to protect yourself and your family. We've got the rearview mirror type that are camouflaged so folks don't know they're there, to protect yourself with insurance situations, out-of-control bureaucrats, criminals, police, you name it. Fight Big Brother with your own personal system. On record, we have that discounted, lowest price anywhere, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ProPure stainless steel water filtration systems that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it. One filtration system with Pro One. This is the best system, and we have the best system, lowest price, 10% off promo code WATER. 10% off promo code WATER. All that is at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, if you go to InfoWarsLife.com, it takes you directly to the area on InfoWarsStore.com that has the nascent iodine, double the strength, half the price, the leading competitor, in the organic glycerin-based system. Again, there's a war on real iodine. The stuff they put out, the pills they put out, it's the chemical garbage iodine that's quite frankly toxic. It's better than nothing during a radiological disaster. But this is the stuff that is amazing for the thyroid, overall health, allows your thyroid to regulate the other hormones, according to the medical doctors and others we've interviewed. And I've been on it now almost 2 months. It is life-changing. I am even more crazed. I have more energy. I feel even more kick-butt male. I'm loving every minute of it. I'm telling you, everybody said this is the stuff. It was so amazing, the literature, and 1 month into it, I said, I'm going to produce masses of it and promote it. InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of the first wave. More came in. It'll sell out very quickly. The trend is continuing. It's helping fund us as well. Win, 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 win. That's InfoWarsLife.com. You can get them in groups of 1 up to 10, discounted, InfoWarsLife.com or toll-free 888-253-3139. All right. Stuart Rhodes on the Nightly News with us last night, the founder of Oath Keepers, constitutional lawyer, also worked with Ron Paul as one of his staffers. And in the last 6-7 years since he left there, he's really done yeoman's work. He's also an Army paratrooper, retired from the Army via a paratrooping accident. And he's just a great all-around guy, good friend of mine, gotten to know him over the years. And he's here in Austin with us for Obama Deception 2, but I wanted to get him in studio today, live, on air, to really try to give you the floor to break down where we are as a republic, what the enemy's doing. You've war-gamed it. I've war-gamed it. You've war-gamed it with a lot of special warfare people. I've read the globalist own literature. Their biggest mistake is operating like we're all completely brain-damaged, when that's not true. They may have shut down these lemmings with chemical warfare and psychological brainwashing. It hasn't worked on us. It's done the opposite. It's like being tortured every day. We're so awake, it's incredible. And we know they're one major ace in the hole, what they're going to pull. It's already incremental shutdown of the economy. They're going to drop the hammer because they know they're running out of time. Repeat what you said last night in the interview for Obama Deception 2. Break down the battle space. Break down the future. Break down the destiny we have and how hard we better work now to try to reverse it before they completely implode the economy. Number one mission is get prepared. Number two, expose. They're the ones behind the implosion, as they've done everywhere else. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org. Organization is exploding. Your military contacts give you the same info we get. Half the military is awake right now. It's accelerating. The enemy is in crisis. Stuart Rhodes.
Yeah, at least half of them. In fact, among special warfare personnel, it's more like 75%. And this is the problem they have, is the powers that be understand that there's now a growing, sizable percentage of the population who can no longer be fooled. They've taken the red pill, they see what's going on, and they're no longer manipulable with their false flags or their use of fear. So they know that their time is limited. Given enough time, we will prevail. It could wind up like 1989 East Germany, where you had a mass stand down of the military and a mass stand up of the people, and without the support of the military, the Stasi are running and hiding because they couldn't overpower the people. There's no way they could do it. So that's possible. But I think that before we get to that tipping point of that mass awareness, which we will if we're allowed the time, I think they'll try to pull the plug on the economy. It's all they have left. They have their Armageddon option of the economic neutron bomb. Collapse the dollar, kill the dollar, blame it on the Chinese, especially under the cover of a war with Syria. They could say, hey, we entered Syria to get rid of chemical weapons, and the Russians and Chinese retaliated economically.
They wanted that war as political cover, but now that's failing. Their gun grab failed. I mean, they're desperate.
So, but they still could pull out the plug on the economy and kill the dollar and start a run on the dollar worldwide. And that could be potentially as destructive as a nuclear exchange or an EMP strike, because if you kill the economy, Americans don't have food storage. Americans are the most unprepared population on the face of the
earth. That's been done by design. They've encouraged that.
Absolutely. They prepared themselves relentlessly. They've been putting in place mechanisms for control, all the weapons they would need, all the armored vehicles they would need, and all the ammunition they would need to control us or kill us.
Did you see that Marine Corps colonel that went public and said they're pre-deploying everything against us?
Absolutely. You bet. Yeah. And anybody who's been in military training understands logistics. Logistics wins the battle. It's not grab your rifle and run out in the street like
It's mass and supply chain and then initiative.
It's logistics. And so on our side, they're preparing the future battle space on their side for their benefit. On our side, we need to be careful about being distracted with all this bombardment of negative information. Are they doing this? They're doing that. Let's go protest here. Let's go protest there. But be careful about that, because we only have so much blood in our bodies. A good analogy is that they're hooked up to an unlimited blood bank through Soros or through the Federal Reserve, like you just said. You know, the funding for NPR is billions of dollars. Versus what do we get? On our side, it's individuals who have to fund our campaigns. And so be careful what you go and spend your money on, or your time and your sweat, because you only have so much. And so rather than running around protesting everywhere, sometimes protests make a big difference. I think the symbolic virtue of the veterans in Washington, D.C., the World War II veterans, kicking down the barricades and going in anyway is very valuable. Something like that is worth getting behind.
Sure. Second Amendment, nullification. I mean, I think it's full spectrum. Get ready yourself, but also be on the offensive in the info war. Okay. I say do everything.
Sure. But be careful about spending all your time just running around waving a sign. They want you to do that. What they don't want you to do is in your local areas stand up.
Oh, I agree. You need to be going to talk to the police chief and warning them, giving them info, finding out, getting intelligence where they stand. You need to be getting with the military veterans, preparing for not fighting, but preparing to be leaders in your area.
Absolutely. That's why we started a new initiative within Oath Keepers. We're calling it the Civilization Preservation Teams. And the whole focus is on getting our community squared away at the very bottom, right down in the neighborhood watches, right down in the veterans' halls in particular.
Because we've gotten the guns and the ammo. Now we need to really do the boots on the ground, ready to take care of our neighbors. That'll put us in the leadership position immediately.
The logistics. You need to have the ability to feed your neighbors, to have communications, to have clean water and power, and to have emergency medical care.
Because, by the way, when stuff collapses, they're coming anyways.
Right. That's what you need. That's what you need. Look, any hurricane, any tornado, any natural disaster, what do you wind up needing? You need clean water, you need shelter, you need a way to keep warm, and you need medical care and food. Those are things you need. So why not get that squared away in your own neighborhood right now so you are able to take care of things, you are able to be the force for good in your community rather than them all being desperate and scared and relying on FEMA coming in who says, hey, yeah, sure, we'll give you food, turn in your guns, turn in your neighbors.
Okay. And the police are already priming the pump all over the country, in Detroit and L.A., saying we'll give you grocery money for your guns.
You bet. You'll get the EBT card if you turn in your neighbor, you turn in your guns. So we need to make sure that we are strong. If you have a squared away community, it's much more likely the National Guard will refuse the orders, the police will refuse the orders, and the active duty military in particular will say no to gun confiscation.
But they plan on having all the welfare folks riot, where if you're not ready, you'll beg the military in.
Well, sure, and not just welfare folks. Average Americans who go to 9-to-5 jobs right now have how much food in their house?
2 days.
3 or 4 days at the most. Right, probably more like 2 days. So wait a week, two, they're just as desperate as any.
And the globalists admit they've done all this by design, getting us ready like the Ukraine under the Soviets for the cultural re-education like Mao did. They did the same thing in China. This is a tried and true plan. Mm-hmm. David Rockefeller said we will use food as a weapon in America.
Sure, you look at the historic precedents in Stalinist Russia. Stalin starved out the kulaks, independent farmers, confiscated all their food, and killed them through mass starvation. And the same thing happened with Mao in China. Anytime the government wants to stop a mass of people who they cannot just kill outright with weapons, they will use starvation.
By the way, we're not just saying this. This is on record. The globalists have all written. We are under globalist occupation. We've still got some resistance and some media. People are waking up. But they really would like to do this if they can get away with it.
Sure. And so we need to see it as they're shipping the future battle space. We know a fight's coming. You need to recognize and realize that. If we can do it, like I said, with enough of awakening, we can be a peaceful revolution, a mass stand down like in 1990s Germany. But we should presume the worst, that before that can happen, they'll pull the plug and try to starve us out.
What I like about your plan is that it's historical, it's well-researched, and you're not saying Oath Keepers runs at all. It's a basic blueprint of peaceful preparation and resistance, civilization preservation teams, start them everywhere. The enemy can't infiltrate us everywhere. Plus, they've lost the major initiative. The average police, and especially the military, now know we told the truth because the Patriots decades ago warning people. They're like, wow, these folks knew what was coming. They're now listening to us. They love their family. They know their paycheck doesn't go anywhere anymore. They know they're being sold out. They know George Washington's being brainwashed. How did the globalists miscalculate to openly badmouth the founding fathers in the official army training manual now? I mean, that shows the traitors have taken over. I mean, that's conviction right there.
I think it's their own hubris. They I went to Yale Law School, and I can tell you it's an incestuous community. They talk to each other only. They go to these special confabs with other elites, and so they don't really see what's going on in small town America. They believe their own bull, basically, their own propaganda.
They're smoking their own dope.
Exactly, smoking their own dope. And so they have the hubris and arrogance to believe they got it all figured out. They have not successfully undermine our culture. They have not successfully...
Don't they know that the Patriots for 50 years saw this coming, mainly military guys that were inside the intelligence briefings and learned about this takeover? They've been trying forever. Don't they know we have a massive jump on them and have been warning people for decades?
No, I think they don't. I think they believe they've got it all figured out and they're too smart, but they're too smart for their own good. So they're intellectual idiots.
And they've taken our restraint as weakness as well.
That's right. Same thing the British did with the founding fathers. They believed that because they had put up with so much abuse and a long train of abuses that they would never fight. And they were very wrong.
Well, I hope they listen because I know they're watching. I know the White House is watching on record. You globalists will be brought to justice when we defeat you. And remember Nuremberg. It's going to happen again. Remember that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By the way, I never even got to this in the last hour. Democratic Congresswoman suggests martial law to end government shutdown. And she means political martial law, but use really unconstitutional procedures to just force this through and ignore what the House is doing. And New Republic called for Obama 2 days ago to do exactly what Yeltsin did. But the Duma had clearly been kicked out, though, so that was more legitimate, even though he was a crook as well. Attack the Congress, basically throw them out. I mean, it really shows the mindset of these people. Like when the internal IRS memos came out, it turned out they were ordered by Obama to go after the Tea Party. The memos were like, these are scary, dangerous people. We've got to shut them down. It's like they don't want communism. They're scary. So the mid-level people, even though she was one of the head IRS people, she's still a mid-level. They're like communist and socialist ideologues. But the people above them are just piratical megabanks. But their cannon fodder, it's like that White House petition they had. They got like 100,000 signatures to form communist militias to take on the Tea Party. I mean, they're dreaming of, like, they're Che Guevara, and they're going to take us out, Stuart Rose.
They're useful idiots is what they are. He said the people pulling the strings behind them are not going to institute world socialism, you know, some utopia for them. They're going to wind up killing them off at the end.
Founder of Oathkeepers with us. You know, speaking of Yale, where you graduated top of your class, you won that big award for solving the public puzzle of enemy combatant status, where you predicted in 2004 a lot of what's now happened.
Like drone strikes.
And now it's here. You saw it coming. What will come? What will America be like if we don't fully mobilize, get prepared to be the leadership in our area?
A cross between Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany, Stasi East Germany, and Stalinist Russia. So totalitarian.
Yeah, that's their plan.
Right. Absolutely. So we have to realize, like Patrick Henry said, you know, realize the truth, however hard it may be, and then provide for it. Recognize where you're really at, and then get ready to take care of it.
And notice how their wargaming is now playing out. 5 years ago, Tea Party's number one enemy, returning veterans, in the fetters, Ron Paul, they're the enemy, get them. Oath Keepers, Alex Jones, they're the enemy, get them. Because we're the only opposition, and now Obama is, it's gone from Tea Party doesn't have any power, the real Tea Party, not the neocon version. That takeover failed. Now the real Tea Party has taken over the House, may take over the Senate. They're scared, and they're actually ringing the alarm bell. Now saying, oh, they are powerful, and they're blocking our utopia.
And notice how they always talk about democracy, but when your elected representatives are blocking what they want to do, all of a sudden now the president has to go around Congress. He has to wage war without Congress. He has to impose Obamacare without Congress. He has to stop the shutdown without Congress, etc. Now it's like we want a dictatorship because he's right, a dictatorship for the proletariat.
Amazing. I want to come back the next hour and give the phone number out for veterans currently serving or active duty. It can also be reserved for any questions for Stuart or any comments you want to make about how awake the Guardians of the Republic are. But I got to tell you, it's very heartening to see the military really waking up.
One special warfare soldier told us he believed that in his unit it was half. Others have said it's more like 75%. And even the rank and file, it's about 30% of your average infantryman now is paying attention to what's going on.
And tell folks what a 3%er is.
A 3%er is a hardcore gun owner who is not going to back off, who is not going to comply with any more gun laws. And that movement started by Mike Vanderbilt has grown and grown and grown. And in fact,
a lot of military wears that patch now.
Absolutely. You'll see outside the wire in Afghanistan, you'll see an Oathkeeper tab and also a 3%er tab. We have an upcoming rally down at the Alamos coming up this next weekend on the 19th. Is going to be an open carry Texas rally, and we think we'll be at least 600 people will show up there with long arms. They had the police chief say he's going to arrest folks if they show up, but now he's talking to the other side of his mouth saying he'll give a one-day reprieve for this rally. So we'll see what happens. But regardless, we're going to be there.
But again, there's no law there. We checked it. We talked to the land commissioner.
It's lawful.
So the police chief says he's going to break the law, and now he's starting to back off.
Hopefully he'll back off.
We don't want another Lexington or Concord to start, do we?
Or Alamo.
We'll be right back. Stay there. We got to go to break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.